joining us. And with me for this episode is the senior AVP of Lopez Holdings, who handles the publication, the internal group publications, Lopez Link, Ms. Rosanne Cruz.
Hi, Janet.
Rosanne, actually, your Lopez Link is one of my favorite case studies in terms of how an internal communication tool, which in this case a newsletter, is also being used to communicate to a group of companies and also educate the outside market or the target audience. I'm just wondering how was 2010 for your efforts in Lopez Link, especially in terms of tapping social media?
Actually, Janet, in 2009, we started the online edition of Lopez Link. The intention was to slowly ease out of the print publication and go online. What was helpful for us is that we started experimenting on social media. What's different from 2009 and 2010 is that for the Facebook account, what worked was we started putting events, mm-hmm. and this encompasses all the events in the group. Meron kaming wellness, meron kaming arts and culture. And then what also worked was the promos. Mm-hmm. So if you're not familiar with the Lopez group, we have Buy&Tell, Sky Cable, ABS, Meralco was previously under the group, and then we also have the power generation companies like First Gen, the renewables, and then what also is very popular is the Rockwell, you know, Power Plant Mall. Especially in Power Plant Mall, kasi ang daming activities. May mga bazaars, may mga sale, may mga...
And which all of them have also done their own promotional.
Yeah, and then we also have the foundations like ABS-CBN Foundation, like Gina Lopez's Pasig. Now we're really focusing our efforts in engaging the public to her Pasig River cause. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we have Knowledge Channel of Rina Lopez Bautista. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all these.
So basically, Lopez Link, the primary intention is that for all the activities within the group is to be communicated within the group, more or less updating each other.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you see social media changing internal communications? In a sense na all of a sudden, based on your story, you now have an opportunity to do external communications, even though it was not directly intended. Do you see an opportunity there na parang mas ika-capitalize mo this year?
I'm not really sure if the us, no, Lopez Group, I'm not sure if we're the only ones. Do you know of any other company that has created an online website and now open its and now has a Lopez, like for instance, Lopez Link Facebook account or Twitter account? Wala
yata. So mukhang pioneer ka dyan.
Pioneer pa rin kami. And I must admit that we're still in the experimental stage.
So Rosanne, you mentioned that you started how do you call that, playing around with social media in 2009. And of course, you increased your activities in 2010. How was the result so far? I mean, I'm sure may growth, but at the same time, you also have surprising results. Would you like to share something?
Yeah, in 2009, since Facebook was popular, we decided to go into Facebook. What I love about Facebook is that you can put photos, mm-hmm. events, you know. So what I did was we put most of the events, group-wide events that's open to the public in the site. Mm-hmm. So we started also with the 2009 walk, mm-hmm. for Pasig River. And then we also invited some bloggers to blog about it. And then we linked it to the Facebook account. So people would visit the Facebook account. So that started it growing. Mm-hmm. We also have that mga events like the Lopez Museum events. That mm-hmm. ang dami naming lectures eh, ang dami naming exhibits. So that also started the growing community. So hindi lang siya Lopez employees. We also have an art group. We also have fitness because of all these mga walk the talks and mga hiking activities. Mm-hmm. So there, and also the promos. What the employees are more interested in the sales. Like for instance, we have the Rockwell Bazaar sales, the I Want TV. Kami yata una nag ano nag launch no yes. Nag promote, and then the promos of Buy and Tell.
Okay. What do you plan to do this year that to encourage more engagement or interaction within the group based on what you've realized from 2010?
For 2011, we're going to be putting and posting more events because historically, that's what my audience is looking for. They're looking for, you know, fitness, art, whatever. So
you're going
we're
gonna
go towards that.
You're going to push more for that since yun yung parang nag-work. But how about Rosanne as a social media user? What's your favorite social media tool?
Okay, my favorite is Twitter. I always Twitter. Wherever I am, I Twitter. Personally to ha, I Twitter what I eat, I Twitter where I go, and I'm more interested in Twitter. I have to change something in Lopez Link because what's happening right now, it's becoming more like news feed. I need someone to really focus and talk to people, invite them, you know, to find out what's going on out there so that we can provide.
So what you're saying is that for social media to work, you really now see the need na there should really be a person there na talaga ang role niya yung talaga makikipag mag-engage sa community, mag-sustain ng conversation, even reach out to people to create that conversation.
For Twittering, yes. Mm-hmm. It's very important. Because if you're just there, it's like static feed. Eh. Mm-hmm. So, what? I mean, if somebody replies and you don't reply right away, mm-hmm. I think maximum is at least 24 hours. Voila! It's just gonna die down. Mm-hmm. The interest will wane. I mean, you have to be there. You have to be alert.
How about the executives? I mean, of course, we've been conversing to a lot of them through because of this internal publication. How do you see them responding also to the efforts that you've been doing in terms of helping them out, promoting their programs through social media? Do they appreciate it? Do they see its value?
Yes, right now, in fact, I have more calls because I'm the editor of the Lopez Link online, and through the years, most of the executives are familiar with the print edition. Mm-hmm. So, surprisingly, I've been receiving a lot of calls. Yes, people are calling me and they want to be included, they want to be featured, they know the value of the website.
I think 2011 will be an interesting year for the group, especially now that since all of them wants to be part of the bandwagon and to be featured in Lopez Link, so I guess that's a very good sign. What can you advise to people who are wearing the same hat as yours, managing internal publications and wanting to take the plunge into social media? Ano yung para ma-advise mo sa kanila?
Okay, we're very unique though because first of all, our print publication is not your typical newsletter. Mm. We are catering to a large group of companies. Mm-hmm. So it cannot be an HR, a simple HR tool. Mm-hmm. What we've done, the formula here is that it's parang diario, mm-hmm. it's a tabloid. Mm-hmm. So short bits of information, accurate information. You have to have the proficiency and the skill to come up with a diario. Okay. Mm-hmm. Second is when you go online, the news should be interesting and short. Hindi siya pwedeng mahaba. Okay. Now, that's one component. It's the information side. Now, okay. The engagement side, the development of a community, you have to be present. You have to be, first of all, a user. You cannot not be a user and just get into it or assign people to do it. Dapat you're in the game. Like my Twitter account for Lopez Link is still a challenge. Okay, I'm getting there though. I want it more than just being a Twitter news feed. I want really engagement there. So that for me is probably my major goal for 2011.
Sige, Rosanne. Congratulations with all the accomplishments you've had done for Lopez Link, and I'm sure a lot of people will be inspired to use your website as an example or as a case study on how to do theirs.
If you need help, you can call me.
And of course, you can follow Rosan Cruz at Twitter at twitter.com/RosanCruz. So thank you very much, Rosan.
Thanks, Janet.
And thank you everyone for joining us in this episode.